Welcome to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Debbie and Greg Peters. Welcome back, networkers, to another episode of the Third Generation Networking Podcast. I'm Greg Peters, the reluctant networker, and with me, as always, is my co-host, the networking guru, my mom, my retired business partner, Debbie Peters.
Applause, applause.
I got the A++ on that one.
Yep.
So what's been going on?
So you want to hear a funny story?
Yes.
So yesterday, there was a ribbon cutting in Maumee, which is the town just across the river from Perrysburg where I live. And I'm active in the Maumee Chamber. So there was a ribbon cutting for the new Towpath Village, which goes along the river. And it's they've turned an area that was an overgrown area with invasive species and cleared it all out. And it's just wonderful. It's beautiful. So anyway, there's a ribbon cutting for this yesterday. And because there's still a whole bunch of construction going on in Maumee, we couldn't park nearby. So I had to park several streets away and then walk down and walk, you know, blah, blah, blah. So on the way back, I thought, well, heck, I don't know why I didn't think about this when I got out of my car, but I should do my walking app so that I, you know, get my mile in today.
Get your credit. Yeah.
Get my credit. So on the way back, I decided to do it on the way back, halfway back. Finally, it dawned on me. So I got to my car and I didn't think about turning it off. About 5 minutes later, all of a sudden I hear, because it tells me when I do a mile, I go ding, 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 you know. And 6 minutes and 5 seconds, you have done 1 mile. I'm like, wow, I was walking fast. And I'm like, oh, I forgot to turn it off. So anyway.
Like a high school track star there.
I am. I think I did more than it wasn't a 4 minute mile, but it was darn close.
Yeah, yep. Okay, well, based on my mom's tremendous athletic ability, let's talk a little bit about networking today.
Okay.
How we can get some mileage out of our networking. So today we are going to talk about kind of an interesting topic, and it's about maintaining a separation between our business and personal lives with respect to networking.
What?
Yeah, I know. Okay, so what we're actually talking about is the fact that really there isn't a whole lot of separation, and there shouldn't be.
Okay, you had me worried there for a minute.
You're all ready for something else, right?
Yeah.
So let's talk about, you know, I think a lot of people do have that kind of misconception. You show up at the networking event, and you talk about your business. And you talk about issues having to do with your business. And we don't talk about our personal lives because that's not appropriate in that venue, right?
Well, wrong.
You always count on mom to set me straight.
Yeah. And actually, my new friend, Mary Isabel, I've known her for about a month and a half now. She came to one of our 21 trainings as at the invitation of someone else. And so I reached out to her because I didn't know her, and we had lunch and found a whole bunch of things we had in common. And I was just so impressed with her. She's this young woman. She works for ProMedica Foundation, which means she's going out and raising money for their various projects.
Right.
And she shared with me that one of her challenges is, first of all, she's fairly new in the job. I think she started in December of last year. Mm-hmm. And then second of all, she was raised in Cleveland and went to school in Pennsylvania. So, and she went to school for music. So even her alumni really, you know, might have some help for her, but they're in Pennsylvania, not here.
Right, right.
And so she said, you know, her challenge is meeting enlarging her network. So okay. I've been introducing her to various people that I think would be helpful to her. And one of her aha moments was that she realized, when I'm networking, I can talk about personal and business at the same time. You know, my personality. And I'm like, yeah. She said, you know, When I first started doing this money raising thing, I thought I would meet with people and I could only talk about business. And I did. And I'm sure that those people are probably scared of me now. but it was just so interesting and fun to watch her have this aha moment that she could be a real person with the people that she's meeting rather than just half of her.
Right. Well, and if you think about it, I mean, if we're trying to actually make real connection with others, it has to be, almost has to be on a personal level.
Yeah.
I mean, it can't be only business, because no one really connects because you did a great deal, last month. They connect because they identify with you as a grandparent who took their grandkids down to Disney World.
Yeah. Yeah. And, or she's young, she's 28, and she's little, so she's 5'1", I think. She's a little tiny thing, so she looks young. She looks younger than 28. And I said, you're going to be meeting people that are looking at you, if you allow them to get to know you, as their granddaughter. She's just like Susie. And so they're going to want to help you because they see you as family, you know. And that's what sharing your personal self does, is that you become part of the tribe, part of someone's family. And obviously the connections are much stronger then.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, it's, I tell people that in order to be a successful networker, you have to be willing to be selectively vulnerable. You have to be willing to open up, you know, who you are and even some of the challenges you're facing in order to be more approachable.
Yes.
I mean, no one wants to approach, and forgive me if you happen to be in this industry, no one wants to approach an insurance salesperson. I mean, that's not in general what people are trying to connect with. They are trying to connect with other human beings.
Yes.
And so I was actually having this conversation the other day, you know, about good conversation when you are at a networking event. Yeah. Okay. Find out what they do, but then ask them what they like to do when they aren't selling widgets. Ask them what they like to do when they're not doing accounting. Ask them what they like to do when they're not, doing insurance. That's when you meet the real person. That's when you can actually connect with them. Also tends to be when they're the most passionate about things. They're most exciting and they're most interesting is when they're talking about the stuff they do outside of work.
Yeah. So, we need to be able, as you said, share ourselves, but not the, you know, we have to make sure that we are careful about what we share and share what's appropriate and not necessarily everything that's going on with you that might not need to be have the light shown on it.
Well, yes. I mean, there is the whole TMI, too much information plan. And that also, though, applies. I mean, we talk about the depth of a relationship will indicate what you can ask of it. I mean, if you have a truly deep relationship, I was thinking, like, you've known Arlene Gehrig for how long?
Probably at least since 2002. So probably 21 years.
21 years. I mean, you two know each other very well. I know that you've gone traveling together.
Yeah.
You can share things with Arlene that you wouldn't share with someone you just met at the chamber.
Right. Right. And the same back for her. So interestingly, I introduced Mary to Chrissy Vadnez, our wonderful Chrissy
yes.
today. And if you haven't read her Facebook post from yesterday, you have to read it.
Well, has she had another adventure?
Well, this one's about her boys. And one of the boys, and I don't know which one, it's either Toby or Alex, asked her, how can you tell whether a dog is a boy or a girl?
Oh, that's Chrissy Vadnez.
Yeah. So I'm going to tell you what she wrote, because it's funnier than heck. So all of you have to go to her Facebook page, because you'll laugh every day. So, she said, well, come on now, you know, being the Chrissy that she is, she said, they're just like people. What do boy dogs have, or what do boys have that girls don't have? And Alex looked at her and said, pockets. And she said, Yeah, but that wasn't what I was thinking of. And Toby said, well, boy farts stink more than girls do. Chrissy ends it by saying, obviously, I'm not really good at education here. Anyway, we had coffee with Chrissy this morning. And Chrissy is just, you know, Chrissy's like that. She wears her life on her sleeve. And it's never inappropriate, even though if someone else shared it, it might be inappropriate. It's just Chrissy's personality can handle it. So she shared, and we were talking about this conundrum of how, you know, personal versus business and what to share. And Chrissy and I are at the exact opposite ends of the spectrum, where I would rather, like Mary, talk about business, and Chrissy would only rather talk about personal and never talk about business. And she said that was a challenge for her as she began to grow her business more and more, was, you know, she would meet with people and she would talk about personal and never get to the business. So she said she's had to push herself to remember that she can have a business conversation too at the appropriate time. And it doesn't just always have to be personal.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know that when I'm meeting someone for coffee, or what we refer to as one-to-ones, you know, I've probably at least the first half of the coffee is us just sharing what's going on in our lives.
Yeah.
You know, I know Dave Litzenberg and I, we chat quite frequently, probably, you know, once every month or so. And we're always talking about our kids and what our wives are up to. And, you know, he likes to talk about baseball. And then toward the end, it's like, so, you know, what's going on with the business and how can I help? You know, so there's always sort of that blend in there.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting when you take the time to talk to people personally, they'll share business stuff that will surprise the heck out of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I got this surprise actually this week. I was at the Chamber lunch standing in line, the buffet line, which was really long. And was chatting with one of the members who I kind of know him. And he was asking me about, he must get your emails, because he said, so I know that there's something new going on with you. You've done your last thing. So he must have gotten the
We talked about the last 21.
Yeah, yeah. So we started talking about retirement. He, you know, shared some other stuff. And I said, so, you know, how's everything going with you in the business? And he said, actually, it's really slow.
Mm.
But I think if I had just asked started with how's everything in the business, he would have said, oh, fine. But because we had that little personal conversation, for whatever reason, he felt comfortable telling me that. So I think sharing the personal then gets us to a deeper level in the business also.
I agree with you. I mean, we've established a rapport, a certain amount of trust in that moment that, and in fact, I think it was Colleen Tankos who sent us kind of a comment on what she's seen, is that people are so quick to talk about their businesses when in reality, and Colleen, of course, works for the Maumee Chamber, and you know, she sees a lot of networking going on. So she says it would be so much better if we started out as personal first before we start whipping out the business cards.
Yep. So that's my take.
Okay. So selectively vulnerable at an appropriate level for the relationship.
Yeah.
And understand.
Or be Chrissy Van Ness.
Or be Chrissy Van Ness and just let it all out.
Yeah.
So, but then understand that in that process, we're developing a connection and a rapport that will allow a deeper conversation on the business side.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep.
All right. Anything else we need to cover here?
I think we're done.
All right. Well, thank you all for tuning into our program today. If you enjoyed it, please comment on our Facebook pages. The information is in the episode notes. We would love to hear about your experiences with how you blend your personal and professional life when it comes to networking and forming professional connections. If you'd, of course, like to hear more from us, please do subscribe. We come back every single week and we hate to miss you. And until next time, go out and make some great connections. Talk to you later, Mom.
All right, Greg. We'll see you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Third Generation Networking Podcast with your hosts, Greg and Debbie Peters. If you'd like to learn more about having us present at your next event, go to thereluctantnetworker.com.